This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media. I want to talk about the football game, but I want your take, Rob. When you heard Rodgers talk about uncertain future, I mean, some people heard it as, look, this is a guy who 15 minutes after a really devastating loss is pondering his future like he's been all season. But then some people heard it as a goodbye, which I think is a little extreme. But where are you at?
You know, he's always so tough to read, Bart, because it's passive-aggressive, it's cryptic. I've said for years with this guy, I wish he'd just kind of man up and say what it is he's really thinking. The thing with Aaron, though, Bart, is everything is always calculated. It's premeditated. You know, he wants to get a message out every time he's in front of the camera in some sort. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, week six against the Bears or a season ender here, and he uses that platform and that forum week in and week out to kind of deliver a message, whether it's to kind of jumpstart a team that's struggling, or if he's peeved at a coach, he'll sneak that in there somewhere. So, you know, Bart, I do think, even though that happened right after a game, it's certainly some things Aaron's been thinking about all season, especially, Bart, because he wasn't asked about that specifically. He brought it up on his own, his future, the future of teammates and things like that, and then he kind of let it for Matt LaFleur to put out the dumpster fire that he started later on with the next Zoom call, and LaFleur had to go ahead and address it. So my take on it, Bart, is that he has said time and time this year that he probably won't finish. He'd love to finish his career in Green Bay. The odds went down, obviously, when they took Jordan Love. And I think he was, you know, deep down, there's no doubt, Bart, he had to be stung by that. Whether he's going to try to force his way out of Green Bay this offseason remains to be seen. This is a really smart guy. He's calculated. I'm sure he's plotted every possible avenue possible for to wind up where he wants to be, you know, the last 2, 3, 4 years of his career. The thing is, financially, it would be really hard for Green Bay to get it done. Kind of like Favre was just saying there, Bart, I don't think it makes sense for either side at this point to part ways and go in different directions. I don't think it's what the Packers want at all, Bart. I think we're just going to have to wait and see, though, if that is actually what Rodgers wants.
I'm going to do something very insulting. I'm going to have you on as a writer, and I'm going to bring up something another writer said in a different column. I'm sorry about that.
More than fine.
But the piece from Mike Silver on NFL.com, I mean, this is the way that I felt about what they're doing. He says the Packers appear to be telling Rodgers this: we do things our way. We're already looking past this era. But hey, if you want to up your game to an even more ethereal level and carry the guys we've already got as far as they can possibly go, have at it. And it seems like, you know, some of the things I've said about this draft and this offseason, they are a team that is built to lose an NFC championship game, because Rodgers can play at a great level all season, but they're not complete enough to get back to the Super Bowl. And it does seem like the way they were building this team, they're in some sort of purgatory where they're sort of ready to make a charge, not a rebuild, but they're ready to make a charge, but after Rodgers leaves, and whatever happens now is fine. This whole 10 years since the last Super Bowl, I mean, I think I've told you this. If you were to tell a Chiefs fan last year that you wouldn't be in another Super Bowl with Mahomes for a decade, They'd laugh at you. And now Mahomes is right back in a Super Bowl. But Favre gets to the Super Bowl in 96, 97, another decade in Green Bay, no more Super Bowls. Rodgers gets to the Super Bowl in 2010, another decade in Green Bay, no more Super Bowls. They're trying to be competitive, but to only have two Super Bowls with these two guys, I think you give any other franchise, you give them, starting now, you tell the Lions, you tell the Bears, you tell the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Vikings, whoever, you're going to have a Hall of Fame quarterback for the next 15 years, and then after that, you're going to have a Hall of Fame quarterback for the next 15 years. Even if they discover that along the way, these other franchises are going to win more than two Super Bowls. How have the Packers only won two Super Bowls?
Well, Bart, I'll be honest with you. I think you're sounding a little spoiled right there. You know, they've been to nine.
And I think that's fair, but it's also,
I wholeheartedly understand your point. It's frustrating. I'll be honest. They blew it on Sunday. This team was built to go to the Super Bowl. The 2014 team was built to go to the Super Bowl. The 2011 team was built to go to the Super Bowl. Honestly, Bart, I think if they play Tampa and, you know, back at Lambeau 10 times, they probably win that game 7 or 8. They played their worst game since the Colts, maybe since back, you know, week 6 against Tampa on Sunday, Bart. I thought they were the better football team and just had one of their worst performances by far of the season. And Rodgers, again, I thought in clutch moments, Bart failed to deliver. Certainly driving down there to the 8 and throwing 3 straight incompletions didn't help. And then his head coach certainly made one of the more questionable decisions in the history, I would say, of Wisconsin sports. But, you know, Bart, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's insanely difficult to get to that game. They have been to 9 NFC championship games since 95, I think is the number. You know, Favre was 2-2 in those. Rodgers is 1-4. Rodgers, for the most part, Bart, we know this. He hasn't been good in NFC championship games. He outplayed Brady the other day, and they still found a way to lose, which is surprising, because if you told me going into that game Rodgers would outplay Brady, I would have thought Green Bay wins in a cakewalk. But, you know, Bart, I'll disagree with you on this point that, you know, they're in purgatory or this is a mediocre football team and Rodgers is being asked to carry them. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. Okay, Bakhtiari, Lindsley, Elton Jenkins, Jones, Adams, I would say on offense, Bart, those five guys start for almost anybody in the National Football League. You know, now you go to the other side with Jair and Savage and Amos and Kenny Clark and Zadarius. They'd start almost anywhere, too. I mean, half the roster, Bart, would start on 28 of 32 football teams, or half of Green Bay starters. Everybody's got weak links along the way. Yes, they have failed in their biggest moments, and I wholeheartedly understand the pain and frustration of Wisconsin sports fans. I mean, Green Bay, the last 20 years, has given them more heartbreak probably than any franchise, right, in sports anywhere. It's painful. But it's hard to get over that hump too, Bart. And, you know, some of that falls on Rodgers, and then some of it falls on the guys around him. His head coach didn't do him any favors the other day. But there's no doubt Rodgers deserves some blame for the other day too, Bart. He's 2 of 9 throwing the ball in the red zone, 1 of 7 throwing it at Davante Adams. I mean, he's got a love affair with Davante, and you can understand it on some level. It's the best receiver in football. But there were other guys like Tonyan and Lazard and MVS open at times, and he stares down Devontae the entire time. I mean, Todd Bowles, Bart, knew where Rodgers was going with that football. Everybody on Tampa Bay knew where Rodgers was going with that football. And, you know, decisions like that come back and bite you in the tail, and it did from the other day. So, again, a wasted opportunity, Bart, but I don't agree with you at all that this is otherwise a mediocre football team and the window is closed. I think they can get most of this group back together and make one more shot at it.
No, I maybe I'm too extreme with mediocre. I do think this is a good football team. I think that if Tom Brady doesn't come over to the NFC, they're in the Super Bowl. I mean, nobody else was better than them, and it's just they all decided to play bad, even down to Aaron Jones. You know, he fumbled a couple of times, lost that fumble, and then got hurt. This is an interesting one because, you know, 6 years later after that 2014 game, the Bostic fumble is what sticks out, but there's 16 other things. I mean, there's 20 other things. That game was hard for Mike McCarthy to ever come back from, and eventually he was let go maybe a few years too late. With this game, there's a lot in it as well. I mean, stuff that you just mentioned, that final 2 minutes of the first half with the interception, should it have been pass interference, and then they have a fourth down conversion, and then they hit Scotty Miller. I'm so Kevin King played terrible. There's a bunch of stuff. That decision for LaFleur to kick the field goal. My analogy yesterday was because you hear a lot of people saying, well, this guy's outsmarting everybody. He's playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. But if that's what Matt LaFleur was doing, the game is checkers. Just play checkers. What on earth was he thinking? And more importantly, is that going to be something? Because he took the ball out of Rodgers' hands. Rodgers, who never gets the ball in his hands in these games for whatever dumb reason. He had it in his hands. He took the ball out of Rodgers' hands to give it to Mike Pettine, who we all think should be fired.
And Bart, not just that, he took it out of Rodgers' hands and he gave it to the GOAT, right? I mean, Tom Brady needs 1-3 and out for all practical purposes. They wound up getting two, or I mean, with one first down, they wound up getting two. Why in God's creation would you give it back to Tom Brady at that point of the game? Bart, you know, I understand some of the analytics, and there's a time and a place for it. That wasn't one of them. You factor in that you have the MVP on your roster. On the other sideline stands the greatest football player in the history of the National Football League, and you're contemplating giving him the ball back now with 2 minutes and the risk that, you know, your defense that has given up more than 350 yards has to stop them and slow them down. And Bart, I go to risk-reward on this, too. Even if on fourth down, let's say Rodgers fires incomplete into Adams, Tampa's starting at the 8, right? And in all likes, I mean, the Green Bay takes the 3. You still need a touchdown. You kick the ball off, and the kid returns it back to about the 20. So not only do you lose time on the clock, you lost 12 yards, and you're in the exact same predicament that you were had you gone for it on fourth down, right? You still need a touchdown. Now you've taken time away from yourself if you do get the ball back. Instead, you've given it to Tom Brady, and he's picked up 12 yards. So none of that made sense. You can't explain that away with any analytics at that point in time in the game. Again, you also have to factor in who's on what sideline. You have the three-time MVP with the ball in his hands on your side. They've got the GOAT on the other side. There was clearly communication issues with Rodgers and LaFleur because Rodgers allegedly called that play on third down himself, and I think he was stunned that he didn't get a chance at it in fourth down because I think if Rodgers thought it was a situation where if he runs that football bar and takes it inside the 5 to the 2 or 3, it changes the landscape of LaFleur's decision. He probably goes ahead and tries to get that done with his legs. It was a total failure and a breakdown in communication, I think, kind of across the board there, Bart. And right now, that's going to be a big hurdle for Matt LaFleur to have to overcome here. That's the number one right now stain on his coaching resume. He came into that game 28-7. Everything was hunky-dory and rosy and balloons and flowers, and everybody loved Matt LaFleur until, 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon when he made arguably the worst coaching decision, I would say, in the history of this state. And where he goes from here, Bart, is going to be fascinating because you touched on it. McCarthy lost that team after 14. Mike Sherman lost his offensive line and really his entire offense and a lot of that football team after he punted in the 4th-and-26 game back in 2003. They had 4th-and-inches and he wouldn't give it to Amon Green. He put it in the hands of his defense and his punter, and that blew up on him, and that group was never the same. So it'll be really interesting where these Packers go from here under Matt LaFleur, Bart, because we've seen in the past, history shows, games like that, moments like that is where you can lose people, and you just never know. Matt LaFleur might have lost some people on Sunday.
The risk was so great with such a narrow shot at a reward. It was like the taking the Jordan Love in the first round of decisions. It's like he doubled down on a 6 against the 10. It was just such a dumb move. This offseason, though, Rob, we always try to say, all right, well, here's the things that you can do next. I think it's going to be bad. You're going to lose a lot of guys. The cap's going down. You don't have money. I don't know what they do right now.
Well, they got at least in their minds, they got the key pieces signed, right? They got Kenny Clark signed to keep the defensive line anchored. They got Bakhtiari signed a couple months back to anchor the offensive line. They're going to lose Aaron Jones. They have an in-house replacement that they think is going to be as good in time, obviously, in A.J. Dillon. I don't think anybody's going to be sad when Kevin King walks out of the building. They'll draft his replacement in all likelihood in round 1 or 2, Bart, and plug him in to go. Corey Linsley's going to be in a different jersey. That's going to be a tough one. But again, Elgton Jenkins has shown us he can go and play center, and I know, Bart, they believe they can find guards anywhere, and it wouldn't shock me if that offensive line winds up almost as good a year from now, because as we trace history on that O-line, Bart, you know, if every time they let these guys about 30 leave the building, the T.J. Langs, the Josh Sittons, the Mike Walls, the Marco Riveras, the Brian Belagas, it really has worked out in the Packers' favor. So they'll let Linsley walk, and you know, Linsley will get his money somewhere, and good for him. He's a fantastic human and just a really, really outstanding football player. But the Packers, I think, believe they can put that O-line back together. Those would be the big losses, Bart. And you know, I would think it through the draft and certainly in, I mean, they drafted the running back of tomorrow in 2020 when they took Dylan in round two, and they're going to go ahead and probably give him 250 carries next year and take that approach, because Jamal Williams will likely be playing somewhere else next year. I mean, most of the defense will be back, Bart. The wide receiver core will be back. The tight end will be back. The quarterback should theoretically be back. I mean, the division is lousy. I still think it's a 12-win football team, Bart, and we're probably still sitting here a year from now talking how they can get through the NFC in the postseason.
Rob, I appreciate your time. Forbes.com, Conley Media. I'm hoping you're safe on the roads.
You know, I'm safe and sound now. I got to warm and dry, Bart, so thank you.
Just brutal today. All right, Rob, thank you as always. All we'll be in touch.
You and the listeners, hang in there. See ya.
You too. Rob Reichel joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.